The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's October the 12th. We missed Friday the 13th by just one day. Steve Johnson is with us. You're not superstitious, are you, Steve?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Steve Johnson is with us, Missouri River Community Network. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And you've been on with us before, but for some folks who may not have heard you, explain what this organization is.
Missouri River Communities Network, we're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And our mission is to enhance stewardship of the Missouri River. So we really have two different projects, clean water, of course, to improve water quality in general. The Missouri River drains 1/6 of the continental United States.
So the Missouri River does?
Yes, just the Missouri River.
1/6?
Yeah, it's basically the entire Louisiana Purchase is the watershed for the Missouri River. So it goes all the way up into western Montana.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, we're also part of the watershed of North Denver, Colorado. So it's the longest river in the United States.
So how is the quality of the water with the Missouri River?
Well, it's not perfect. But it's better than it was in 1972 when the Clean Water Act was passed. Mm-hmm. At that time, there was a lot of industry that was just dumping water directly into the river.
Yeah, so just raw, treatment whatsoever.
That's correct. So we've pretty much gotten away from that. Now the big problem is there are a lot of cities that have combined sewers so that when it rains really hard, basically... They just shut off the sewer treatment, and so it comes right into the river. Of course,
the raw sewage does?
That's correct. That would be Omaha and Kansas City, Sioux City, some of St. Louis.
So you're telling me that the water, I didn't realize that, the water that is flowing down through the Missouri River in our area.
Yes.
If it rains really hard,
they're called combined sewers. So, they were built 100 years ago. These sewer systems were only designed to last about 50 or 75 years. But of course, we're not really that much into building infrastructure. So your storm sewer is open concrete mm-hmm. chutes. Mm-hmm. So the bottom one is the storm sewer, and the top one is the sanitary sewer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so the storm sewer is taking the water off the streets the rains, and so that goes out to the river. That's not a problem. The sanitary sewer is the top one.
And if it rains hard, it overflows.
If it rains hard enough, it fills that whole thing, and then they just have to shut off the sanitary sewer. It does not go to the sanitary sewer treatment facility. They just shut it off, and it goes directly in the river.
So during those periods, we have raw sewage floating down the river.
That's correct.
So what are you doing about that?
Well, education some,
yeah.
But I mean EPA is the organization that's responsible for helping to alleviate those issues.
Realistically, I had no idea, Steve.
Well, I mean they are St. Louis and Kansas City are both working to of course invest in infrastructure that will enclose the sanitary sewer.
Actually, I would think Kansas, that should be a top priority.
Kansas City, well, you're not a taxpayer in Kansas City, I guess.
Right.
The estimate in Kansas City it'll cost about $10
billion. $10
billion? $10 billion.
Not million, billion.
Billion. So it's a big problem. So, but Kansas City is also, they're taking kind of a unique and innovative way to go after that, and that is to start working on capturing storm water before it goes into the storm water system. Okay. And so they're building rain gardens and all kinds of retention ponds to keep the water from going into so that it doesn't flood.
Okay.
So and then our other the other project that we work on is economic development in the Missouri River, and that's basically we're really working to create a heritage tourism corridor along the Missouri River from St. Louis to Kansas City.
Okay.
It's already the trail of Lewis and Clark. And of course, it is the Missouri River.
Right.
And and it's got a lot of the history of the development of our area. And it's the gateway to the West.
Yeah.
So.
Well, tell me about Canoe for Clean Water.
The Canoe for Clean Water, it's a fundraising event for the Missouri River Communities Network. Basically, it's a race, a float, and a river festival. So the race will start, it'll all happen on Saturday, October the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
The race will start in Glasgow, Missouri. So it's a 50-mile race at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
That's next week. That'll be next week, the
20th
day.
That's
right. So it starts in Glasgow.
And goes all the way to Catfish Katie's in Huntsdale.
Okay.
And then for people that aren't quite as serious and don't
necessarily... They're going to be canoeing.
Or kayaking.
Okay.
You just can't use oars. You can't use a sail or a motor, of course. So if people are not quite as enthusiastic about racing, they can also do the 15-mile float.
Mm-hmm.
Which is more of a pleasure float, and that will start at Franklin Island, which is just right across from Boonville, and it'll start at 10 o'clock and end up at Catfish Katie's, and then at Catfish Katie's there'll be a festival, music, Lee Ruth and the Bruce Poe Band, and there'll be food. Local food and beer, wine, and other drinks, and there'll be some educational displays and some children's activities and some stuff like that.
Now, if people want they want more information and how to participate in this, a website is what?
It's www.moriver.org.
Okay, www.moriver.org, and
that
will take care of that. Phone number?
It's 573-256-2602.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming by, Steve. We appreciate it. Tomorrow, I learned something today. A special documentary and Missouri Cures, our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA, our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. To watch this program or listen to it again, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends, and you can sign up for a free podcast. Bye-bye.